Sci Center, March 5th, 2023.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight's quote, I'm going to read it a few times and so that we can contemplate on it, and then we can share our experiences. Do not follow the body or the mind. Follow the voice of God. It is the voice of unchanging truth inside you. It will direct you towards your highest good. Do not follow the body or the mind. Follow the voice of God. It is the voice of unchanging truth inside you. It will direct you towards your highest good. Do not follow the body or the mind. Follow the voice of God. It is the voice of unchanging truth inside you. It will direct you towards your highest good. Everyone would like to open their eyes. And if you will, please, anyone would like to share about their experience with the contemplation. For me, it's similar to what I was sharing today, is how I felt, which is there's such simplicity in it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to turn this on?
Yeah, or that.
So similar to what I was sharing today, I had the same feeling when I was doing this, which was just such simplicity of like, don't follow these things that clearly put you in the wrong direction. And have shown for, I mean, it's so obvious, and that there's so much more inspiration when you're going beyond, at least for me, the mind. I don't know so much about the body, but there's so much there. So that was my experience, that same simplicity.
I really want to share this, but I don't want to misquote anyone or Seth, but today someone asked that when I meditate, how do I know it's the voice of my heart and or my mind? And I don't want to quote you, Sachin, but you said something that if it makes you feel good, why do you question it? Question things that they don't make you feel good. So I was thinking, how do I determine it's the voice of God? And the answer was, it comes with such a peace and just a warm feeling that it's unshakable and you just don't doubt it. So that's my sharing. have two things I want to say. One thing, for 5 days, I followed the voice of the mind and I almost needed medical attention until you could help me. And I also wanted to say that I feel that we hear the voice of God even outside of us in your guidance and your teachings and your wisdom. And when we hear that outside, it tickles my heart inside. And it's never wavered from the first wisdom I heard from you. Now, I don't know, 25 years later, it has never moved. It has always stood on its own solidity all these years. So I feel like we hear it from outside too with you.
For me, there are two things. If I'm not falling in the trap of mind or going with limitation of body, I feel that sometimes it's clear either from your guidance or from a feeling that kind of tells me what is the right way or the right thing to do or direction. And sometimes it's not clear, but I feel more and more I'm convinced that when I go to the Divine Mother with the acceptance, with surrender, that whatever that is bringing eternal peace and harmony and expansion, I'm good with that, and I don't ask for certain thing. I feel more and more convinced that this is going to be the way that is good for me. So even if I don't hear the voice of God, or I don't have a specific direction from you, then I feel the more I get in that realm versus trying to figure things out or want a specific outcome, then it is the same as voice of God.
I was thinking, in order to hear a voice, you have to hear it. And then that means silencing the other voices. And I think the only way you're going to hear the voice of God is that if you shut off the other voices and thoughts and then concentrate on just listening silently and hearing it.
I think my sharing is a little similar. What I do feel like is the voice of my mind is pretty clear and loud at this point, and I can rule that out a lot easier. I can identify that, and there's that ping pong, and I can settle so much easier. And I don't know so much that I hear some kind of a clear voice of God, but I know the peace that comes with the right decision, and it's not involved with that ping pong of the mind.
I had this realization both yesterday briefly and today where I saw this part of my ego with help, and my mind immediately started to create solutions. Well, next time, don't do this, don't say this, don't react this way, don't do it that way. And then all of a sudden, and I felt overwhelmed, what if this happens? My mind said, okay, we'll do this. And I said, but what about this? And then suddenly, I felt this calm come over me, and I knew that it was none of those. It was just that if I am quiet and my attention is on my heart, and my heart is open, then I don't have to worry about anything else. And that's the only thing to do. And then again, I lost it, and this morning it started again, and again it came back to me. So I think it's related, that it will direct you towards your highest good.
What I have taken away from this quote is, based on my personal experience, is I have come to rely on my intuition more than the Prada was describing, the logic, if then, else then, in this situation, do that. That's the way I used to operate. And there's so much complexity. And the intuition is now here, and I'm just hearing it. I don't hear a voice like, you know, you could superficially try to look for. But there is that, the intuition, and I trust it so much more now than I ever did before. That's all I have to share. Thank you.
I have a sharing that's similar to that, that I've seen happening lately, is that, like, I've gone through a period of, like, a lot of things going on in life that were very, just a lot, and I would kept getting this thing that would, like, come in and sometimes just tell me, everything's okay, and I just got to believe it this time. I would just, I believed it, and then when I believed it, I didn't follow it anymore. And so, yeah, there was a thing going on behind that window. Okay. Then a thing in that window. But, like, none of them are getting in because I keep being told it's okay. And then all of a sudden, I'm just living, and there might be stuff out all these windows, but, like, they're not really my problem. And everything is fine. And then everything starts to settle. And I think, to me, that felt similar to this quote. And then today, something happened. It was very random because nothing bad was happening. I was in a furniture store. Mundaneness, right? And just furniture, looking around, blah. And then something from inside me just said, you get to be happy. You're just happiness. And I just felt it. Like, I just felt it. And I was like, it's not great news. And I was like, it is great news. I believe you. This is great. And I was like, I'm happy. And it was just happy. And it was really interesting. So I thought it was related to this.
I was just looking back on myself at certain times in the past when I couldn't make a decision and it was so hard and it was driving me crazy. Bahar, I was like literally thinking like a ping pong. But now I'm looking back with compassion because some part of me knew that I'm looking in the wrong place for my answers, but I didn't know to just go inward. Like, I didn't know that was okay. Like, I didn't know that works. Like, you know, so thank you, Sat, for telling us where to look, and it's okay to look inside.
Can I add something? The key word here for me also is the unchanging truth inside you. And I feel like today, meditation on Friday, all of the things that is happening is pointing us to that unchanging truth inside us. And like Ahmad was saying, if the mind is quiet, I can even hear the voice of it, besides just hearing it. I mean, I can just hear it from here, but today, just we're being pointed to unchanging truth inside us. So amazing.
We're always being pointed to the unchanging truth inside of us. Sachin, something you said to me recently with different older things that came up, and you said, but you're no longer that. And I feel like sometimes if something old comes up, you always remind us, you're no longer that.
I also feel like in this quote, I had a deeper understanding of why it is that the truth is so simple and the mind is so complicated. It's like the mind gives you a million different scenarios and it's complex and its logic doesn't add up. But the truth is so simple, and I feel that it's this unchanging aspect of the truth that makes it so simple. Whereas
when we talk about mind, we really are talking about creation. Because the mind is empty, the thought are being created. Nothing more to say. It's always the truth says discriminate between what is permanent, what is real, and what is real and what is impermanent and is not real. So it's not like we're trying to stay away from an enemy, which we call our mind. It's just to understand that, to understand what we call enemy, and to work with it. And the best way for me to work with the thoughts and passing thoughts and everything is pick and choose which one I want to be affected and which one I don't want to be affected by. And this is what all of us are doing. By no means do we have the teaching of pushing and avoiding and resisting our thoughts, which we did in past. That's why the depression comes in, when you push and pull the thoughts. But rather, know that our mind, as soon as it comes to a body, it thinks. The creation happens, and we just have to be wise about who we are and what that is, and work harmoniously rather than blaming or becoming too much pride, or I mean just going back and forth. So this is what we're learning in this lifetime. How to find a balance between creation and non-creation. And I think we're doing a darn good job of it. And I don't know who said simplicity. I honestly emphasize simplicity for years. Because once the simplicity happens, automatically the unwanted thoughts are eliminated. Simplicity of thinking, simplicity of words, simplicity of action. And in simplicity, there is not too much curiosity for the creation. It is a lot of curiosity for creator or the essence. And again, this is what we're doing. Maya, or the creation of the individual or the collective, is very tempting, very entertaining, very amusing. But it changes its color because the change happens, the movement happens. So if we can anchor ourselves in a place where we allow things happen, and also to keep our equilibrium, then we have conquered the two worlds. And this is exactly what we're doing. This is what we're practicing. But please, I hope all of us understand, the way to the heart is by simplicity, simplifying. By not going with complex thinking, complex solving, complex analyzing, complex mixture with the impermanent things of the creation. And at that time, because we have become so simple, we really enjoy the creation like we never did before. I don't think any of us have enjoyed this snow as much as we did now. I mean, we either wanted to avoid it or cuss it out. You know, this is uncomfortable, this is this and that. But the simplicity of our thinking is saying there is no resistance in it. If we need the shovel, of course, you need to shovel. It happens. So this is what I mean by the rhythm of life. And we are all learning to do that. And like Adrienne was saying, and some of you in past, we really thought that if we don't use our mind to make a decision, there's either something wrong with us or we would condemn ourselves. But in the simplicity, we realize that decision always gets made the best way if we are not so doer. We don't put ourselves in a position of receiving the consequence, which only the doership does, right? Had nothing to do with the code.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sat.
And it's so beautiful to see that those of us that ended up in a small town, and we have, I was telling the FDE today, most of us have been given an opportunity to take advantage of this time that is being given to our life. And we really do take advantage of it. All of us. No matter where we are at. And as for me, the voice of God, like Ahmad was saying, is heard in the silence according to Baba too. And I used to be able to explain the conscious voice when I was receiving it at all time. But no, I don't know which is which anymore. Who is talking, who is sleeping, who is walking, who is getting what. For my personal life.
Complexity in thinking that you refer to?
You don't need to know. You're peaceful. You're graduated. Completely.
Can I share something?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I had some good news for my family. Something very positive happened. Everybody was excited. I was very much with your teaching, Satya, and I saw that I wanted to be empty, even in light of that. Honest to God, there was so much more joy in that emptiness than in the receiving of that. Of
news.
Course, it was good news, but the joy that I experienced was
just
beyond measure.
Yes. It is a joy with tremendous satisfaction. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
And I want to add, there is so much freedom and lightness when you don't ask for things, when you don't have anything specific, good or bad, and you just leave everything to divinity. Yeah. So whatever that is long term, good for the real happiness, not just the pictures. Thank you. And one more thing that you were talking about, how we can enjoy things and all of that. And it, I couldn't avoid thinking that there is something behind all of that, and that's love. If we didn't have this love for you, we couldn't enjoy all of these things the way we enjoy now. That's the reality.
Well, your love is for the truth. That's the only worth that I really have in your life. Is the truth that automatically gets spoken. Yeah, we are all recipient of this grace, that we are all have an open heart to receive it. Like I said, there was years and years that I knew what a conscious voice was because it was so clear and so unbelievable that I wouldn't even dare to share with anybody. But everything is getting foggy. And I feel like I'm just like a baby, knows very little except what comes out. Yeah. And if you look at each one of you there, there, and there on that, you can really agree with me that there is an innocence that we're experiencing that has nothing to do with what the world say, chastity and all of that, Naji Buddha.
Wow.
It is an innocence of what is that word? Attention and approach. There's an innocence. Because the ego is dying down. And so, yeah.
I kind of said about our love for you, but I think your love for us also has been the face of our changes.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because there is only one love. And when the love is pure in a human form, when two people have a pure heart, then the love can move beautifully and is transformative in that type of love. It really is. All is the invisible grace.
One last thing. That innocence has joy packed in it too.
Yeah, a little kid can easily be happy because their mind is empty. You can make him giggle even they don't know what they're giggling about.
Thank you, Seth.
Continue.
Do not. I could also sing you this song. I know you're the only one that really heard how bad that was. You had a front row seat.
Did you, let's raise our hand. Did you guys like the three songs? Also, you guys can do it.
Yes.
We did tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your hand is not up, Ahmad.
Well, okay.
We did all that change because of your recommendation. So you thought it was more exciting and a good change. What about you guys there?
I love the English one too. It's really fun for us to know what the words are sometimes.
Yeah.
But I thought they were all really beautiful.
Since you know Sanskrit so well, I can understand.
The English one was beautiful. I was trying to be a, you know, have a bhajan like coordinator, and it wasn't working for me.
No, the last one, it had a tremendous effect on me. Once we close our eyes and just listen. So we'll have more English.
You didn't like the first English?
I really did. But Bahar seems to like the either Sanskrit or English.
I like all of them. I really enjoyed that English one. That was my point.
What about you, Kumud?
Sajjan, I loved all of them. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are not forced just because I criticize Bahar. What about you, Adrienne?
I'm just so happy to be called in. I mean, it's all beautiful. Like, I can't. It's just all beautiful. So
I'm glad you're back. We missed you for a couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, I know. There's something with my family kept popping up every Sunday.
I know that feeling. Mandana and Mitra, you guys enjoyed it? The bhajan?
Hi, Sajjan, yes. It was amazing.
Okay.
Yes, they were lovely. Yes, I really enjoyed them. Thank you.
If you have any recommendation, those of you in the screen, please send it in. If there is a song that really sits in your heart, that whenever you listen to it, it gives you a nice feeling, please do send it to Niloufar. Namaste.